from him, don't worry.
Okay. Okay, Christina, we're recording, and can we have a note of who's present and who's apologized?
Yes. On the call we have Kim Davies, Keith Davidson, Yap Ackerhuis, Youngim Lee, Bernie Turcott, and Christina Nordstrom, and, Eberhard, okay, revenge. And apologies we have from Patricio Poblete, Vika Ampisane, Susanne Sen, Oscar Robles, Bill Semik, Dottie Sparks de Blanc, Desiree Milosevic, and Bart Boswinkle.
Okay. Is that correct? There's nobody else on the call? Excellent. So we'll record those as those present and the apologies. Confirmation of the agenda. I haven't seen any opposition on the list, so unless anyone has anything to change, we'll confirm the agenda. Confirmation of the meeting report. I think it's very straightforward. Bernie hasn't turned up yet. Christina, can you... Bernie's just arriving now.
Yeah, I'll make him presenter.
Oh, thank you.
Bernie's trying real hard.
The hamsters are working overtime on your computer at the moment, are they? Bernie, do you want to walk us very quickly through the Cartagena meeting report?
Yes, sir. Kept to the usual style. And
observers, Stephen Derhake is not a member, he's an observer.
Yeah, correct. And
Dottie is a member, not an observer.
Yeah, and I think Eric Ahan from LACTLD is a
member.
Is he a member or an observer? I can't ever remember. But Dottie definitely is a member of the working group. So,
okay, so we'll move Dottie over to member, and we've...
Stephen Derhake to observer.
Eric to observer. Okay, will do.
Stephen Derhake to observer too.
Okay. Scrolling down. Confirm the agenda. Confirm meeting report. There were no changes. Final report on uncontested redelegation of CCTLDs. Unconsented. Discussion of consent text, including or inclusion in both redelegation reports, explanation for the need of such text, general discussion, consensus, the working group on the proposed text, and then recommendations, consensus, the working group, proposed text, which is the same for delegation and consented redelegation reports. Confirmation of future meetings, this meeting today, Thursday, January 27th would be the next one, with various parts of what we're trying to do here. So basically on January 27th, we would be reviewing the first cut of a final integrated report of the working group, followed by one on February 3rd and February 10th, if necessary. And then on Sunday, March, San Francisco. In the meantime, what would happen after the February 10th meeting would be publication online of the final report as a full public consultation. Did I get all those parts, Keith?
I think that's it. Yeah.
Somebody joined.
I think it might have been Young M rejoining. Somebody who's staying very silent.
Okay, over to you, Mr. Chair. That's my presentation of the report. I've noted the corrections in the participants.
Okay, and I think probably worth noting for the working group, but not worth noting perhaps in the meeting report, but it does appear that our reports were pretty well received by the US government, and I understand in the GAC presentation, or the GAC internal discussion on this Sunday afternoon in Cartagena, Suzanne Senn was very complimentary about the way this working group's been progressing and the quality of the reports, and I guess that explains why there was some reasonable consistency during the joint GAC CCNSO session in terms of positioning and so on. It seemed like the GAC were quite happy with the direction this working group's heading in, so thank you all for being so such useful participants in the process. Moving along, we have the final review of the redelegations without the consent of the incumbent operator. Christina, if we could have that document up. I think the only change is the actual definition of consent, which is on page 2. And Bernie, do you want to just talk us through this?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. All right. Page coming up. So what I've done in both consented and unconsented redelegation is included in the front notes to the document. Here we've got it. The first part is where we split the cases in the unconsented. And in the second part is the definition of consent that was discussed. Means the incumbent operator appeared to give their agreement to the requested change to the IANA database. The working group believes that the concepts of consent, bracket voluntary, involuntary, and informed, close bracket, need to be further explored and clarified during the development of the framework of interpretation.
Can I make an interjection? You don't have to read the obvious things to us because we can read it faster than you can read it to us. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm just in the.
Given this is probably the only thing I'm going to read tonight, Eberhard.
No, I'm just meaning for efficiency, we can go through. We can read these things.
Okay. Well, at any rate, this is the only change that has been brought.
Just highlight what you want to highlight, and then.
Yeah. And then we have the recommendation, basically, as was discussed at the December 9th meeting.
Okay.
And I will scroll down to Section 4, which has the recommendations, and I will not, but my finger can only move so fast, and we know from experience that I have to do it this way. Here we go. Recommendation. The text should have been changed to say redelegations. Yeah.
Okay. So is that a clear interpretation of what we agreed in Cartagena in terms of the definition of consent, and do the recommendations make sense to everybody?
My only issue is that CCNSO Council doesn't have a mandate to speak for anybody not in the CCNSO, but we can leave it at that for the time being, because it's a process that was started by a council.
Sure. I think the issue is, though, that redelegations of CCTLDs are being decided by ICANN through the IANA process and the ICANN board, and so it sort of becomes somewhat immaterial in a way as to whether or not you're a CCNSO member. The impact is likely to be on all CCTLDs in any case, given that that's the only sort of authoritative place to have a redelegation considered in the first instance.
I just wanted to place it into the audio recording, you see.
Fair enough. Okay, so no objections. That's clearly what everyone agreed. I'm fairly sure it was.
Mm-hmm.
If not, if there's nothing else to add, then I think we'll proceed. I'll republish this report to the working group immediately after this call and ask for comments, any last possible comments over the next 24 to 36 hours, and then we'll progress to publishing it. I think we agreed on our timetable to publish it on the 20th of December.
And you don't even have to republish it. We have seen it. You can just say, final call, it's going out tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Oh, I think I'll throw a copy in, and then people have got no excuse or need to come back and say, oh, can you give me the latest copy? This is it. So, is everyone quite happy with that as a process? And we'll look to have it published on Monday.
I'm happy.
Not hearing any objection. Okay, and then the next item in our agenda was the redelegation with consent report, which has been amended to have that definition of consent only. And I guess we should just cast our eyes over that if we could, Bernie. Benny, have you gone to sleep?
No, I've gone on mute. Okay. I don't know what it looks like on your screen. My screen has got this wonderful little clover leaf, and where we've included the exact same definition of consent in the opening notes to the document. That is the only change to the document.
Okay.
And I will not read it as per Eberhardt's request. Over to you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, and I think this is purely an editorial change to give consistency between the two documents. So I think we're not seeking to approve this document tonight. It's merely to note that this change has been made and it should go forward with other amendments should there be any resulting from the public comments period on the consent redelegation report when that closes. So is everyone quite happy with that? Quite clear? Okay, not hearing any dissent. Okay, thank you. Moving down the agenda, the meeting schedule going forward Bernie will spend the next all of Christmas and New Year, instead of enjoying the festive season, will be starting work on the consolidated single report with a view to circulating it by the 20th of January so that we can have our next meeting on the 27th of January to go through that report, second reading on the 3rd of February, and then a possible meeting on the 10th of February should we need it. And then we'll look to publish that report and be in the middle of public consultation during ICANN San Francisco with a closing of public comments about 10 days after San Francisco. Just in case anyone on the call hadn't heard from heard Chris speaking at the Cartagena meeting, Chris, as chair of the CCNSO, is keen to get the next tranche of work underway on this project, so is likely to accept the interim recommendations in San Francisco as the methodology to establish the future work processes to develop the framework of interpretation. So he wants it on a reasonable fast track basis. Okay. So if you can note those days and times in your diary, please. And that really brings us to any other business. Does anyone have anything to raise?
None for me.
No. Goodness me, what a quiet quick meeting this was. Okay, well, thank you all for your attendance and participation. Danny, sorry to wake you for such a short meeting, but...
Sorry I wasn't up. I heard that first ring of the phone and I said, aha, forgot to set my alarm.
Well, never mind.
Are you getting overtime at least?
Oh, yeah. Anyways, it was lovely, everyone. I'll get the minutes done after I get a little sleep. Oh, before I forget, I'm working on the minutes from the last meeting. We wanted to move Eric from observer to member.
Look it up in the charter.
Okay, because he's listed as an observer, and I'm uncertain if he is a member, from what I remember.
Yeah, no, it's just he's been on a number of calls, but I think perhaps he is an observer because he doesn't represent an individual CCTLD.
Yes, I believe that's correct. At any rate, I will look it up. Okay.
Yeah, and Dottie definitely is a member, so she should be moved from there.
So I've moved Deer Hake down to observer, and I've moved Dottie up to participant. So those corrections are done. But Eric, I was uncertain about. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you all.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Bye.
All the best for the forthcoming festive season.
Thank you.
Happy holidays to everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.